You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're looking ahead to the next few matches in the ICC World 2020. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Yourself?
Yes, good, thanks. You enjoying the ICC World 2020?
Yeah, I am. It's been interesting. It's fairly even at the moment. Obviously, New Zealand and West Indies have 100% record, but apart from that, everyone's took points off each other. It's just starting to heat up now before we get into the semi-final stages.
Yeah, that's been a thing, isn't it? There's been quite a few of the fancy teams I've had to suffer defeat and a few nervy games in there, isn't there, at the moment already?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's been a few questions over some of the pitches for the 2020. You normally see flat pitches. We've seen them in a couple of games, but the other games have been really difficult to score and probably spun more than everyone thought they would do, so it's kept them down a bit, and as you said, it's made some of the games a little bit more nip and tuck.
It has, and let's get stuck into the next round of games that we're going to look at. We're going to start with New Zealand against Pakistan. New Zealand 4-7, Pakistan are 11-8. These two sitting first and second respectively in Group 2. New Zealand with a 100% record so far in the 4-7 here, Anthony. How do you see the match going?
I'm going to go with Pakistan. New Zealand have surprised me. I thought with the loss of McCullum and thought they'd struggle in the Indian conditions, but they've read the pitches so well. They've left the best bowlers out, in my opinion, in Southee and Trent Bolt, and they've played three spinners on occasions. And I think that surprised the other teams. And as I said, the conditions as they are, it really has surprised the other teams. Having said that, I think this next game in Mohali, I think the pitch is going to be completely different. I think it looks green from what I've seen on the pitches, and I think it'll seam about. And I think Pakistan have the better seam bowling attack. I think they still need to sort their batting out a little bit, but I'm just going to go for Pakistan to edge this one.
Pakistan then 11-8. If I remember correctly, they were fancy to win the tournament as well, weren't they, earlier on?
Yeah, I thought they were a little bit unlucky against India. They got the wrong side of the conditions. But as I said at the top of the predicting at the start of the tournament, they're so unpredictable, but on the day they can beat anyone. So I quite like them still at the moment.
OK, we've got six enhanced odds markets here as well, three for either side. You'll be obviously leaning towards the Pakistan side of things. Any of them stand out to you?
The last two podcasts I've done, I keep waxing lyrical about Mohammad Amir, and I think 6-1, Mohammad Amir, top Pakistan bowler, and Pakistan to win. I think that's a phenomenal price given the conditions, what I think we'll face in this game with the seeming pitches. He didn't bowl his full quarter in the last game, but I think he definitely will in this match, and I think that's a really exciting bet.
Okay, something to look at in the enhanced odds there. Let's stuck into the player markets a little bit as well. We might as well start with the top Pakistan bowler. Then you're gonna side with Mohammad Amir in that market as well. I imagine.
yeah, I'm getting a little bit boring on this. I keep putting him up every match, but I do think he's that good. And I think if he'd have bowled his full quarter against India, he probably ended up again the leading wicket taker. So yeah, I'm not going to go any further away from Mohammad Amir.
Okay, he's currently 5-2 favourite in the market for top Pakistan bowler. What about New Zealand bowlers then? McGlenaghan heads the market at 100-30 with Santner and Trent Bolt. Sodhi is 7-2, Southee is 7-2 as well. 4-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like there?
I think I'm going to go McGlenaghan. It surprised me that Bolt and Southee hasn't played, I think, given the conditions, but I still think they'll play two spinners and not three. McClanahan put in a real match-winning performance in his last game, so took three wickets. So I'm going to stick with the left-armer. I think he'll retain his place in the side and hopefully he can carry on that momentum.
Mitchell McGlenaghan then to be a top New Zealand bowler. Let's talk about batsmen then. We'll start with the top Pakistan batsman. Shahzad is 3-1 joint favourite with Hafiz. Khan is 4-1. Akmal, 5s. 11-2 for Malik. Latif is 8-1, as is Sarfaz Ahmed, and it's 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in there?
Yeah, this is one area that worries me for Pakistan, and it's very difficult to predict. And I think this is why they're the most inconsistent with the batting. The man I'm going to go for, Shoaib Malik, he came in against India and got 26 off 16 balls. I think it might be easier to bat in the middle in this particular match, given the same conditions. So I'm going to go with Shoaib Malik.
Okay, and top New Zealand batsmen then. Usual suspects at the top of the market for them. Kane Williamson and Martin Guptill, 11-4 joints. Colin Munro is 9-2. Corey Anderson, sixes. 7-1 or bigger for the rest. Is it between the top two in the betting there, do you think?
I'm going to go away from the top two. That might surprise a few people, but given, again, I think Mohammad Amir will terrorise New Zealand at the top. I'm going to go for a middle order player in Ross Taylor. I know he's not scored so far, but he's going to come in about five or six, and that, I think, on this pitch will be the easiest place to bat. So that's the reason I'm going with Ross Taylor.
Going with someone from the middle order, then Ross Taylor at 7-1 in the market there. Let's just have a little bit of a summary of this match then, Anthony, before we move on to the next. New Zealand against Pakistan, what are your best bets?
I think Pakistan to win, sorry. I just think at that price, I think they're a really good bet. And I think if they can fire with the bat, the bowlers will look after themselves. So Pakistan win.
Pakistan win then in that one. Let's move on to England's game next. England take on Afghanistan. England 1-10 in the betting. Afghanistan are 6-1. England sit fourth in Group 1, although there's a whole host of them on 2 points behind the West Indies, who obviously 100% record so far. Afghanistan yet to win in this competition, and it's probably going to stay that way, isn't it, Anthony? Surely.
Yeah, it should do. I mean, the only worry is one of the lesser nations, if we have to call them that, normally do shock one of the bigger nations at some point in the tournament. But all England fans will be hoping, after that heroic performance against South Africa, it doesn't happen against England. But no, I can't see that. I think England will have too much for them. I do, as I mentioned at the start of the tournament, still worry about England's bowling. You know, to concede that many, I know that England knocked them off. I don't think there's many options to bring in. I do think in Delhi, though, it's going to spin more, and there's talk of maybe Liam Dawson coming in, probably for Rhys Topley. So England could go in with three spinners. But yeah, I think they'll have too much for Afghanistan on the day.
Yeah, and the tails will be up as well, won't they, England? People saying it's the best chase, the England chase ever, and people calling Joe Root the best batsman that's ever played in any form of cricket for England. They'll be confident coming into this, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. With a bat, I mean, I didn't have worries with a bat before the tournament. As I said, it was just with a ball. And if you look right down, even to David Willey, who normally opens in domestic cricket, they bat right down to 8 or 9, even 10. So plenty of options there, and I think they'll get far too many runs for Afghanistan, whether the bat first or chase them down. So I think they'll keep that going with the bat, and they'll be looking for a much, much better improved performance in the field as well, not just with the ball.
Yeah, we're not going to get Rich backing England at 1-10 though, Anthony. Several enhanced odds here, maybe that could be a way in.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, looking through them, as you rightly say, it's far too short, especially in 2020 when it's it can be unpredictable. But I just think with the firepower England have got with about England to win in most sixes, I think it's at 4-6. I think that's a very good bet. I can see England pouring on the runs, and as I said, England should win this comfortably, so that may be a way in.
All right, let's talk about batsmen then next. Top England batsman Alex Hales is 5-2, Joe Root 3-1, Jason Roy 100-30, James Vince 7-2, Owen Morgan is 13-2, it's 7-1 or bigger for the others. Is it just jump on the bandwagon here and side with Joe Root?
I guess it's easier to do that. Although I did think a lot of the England lads did look in good fettle. You could go for a couple of the outsiders in the market because Butler and Stokes can come in late on and score so quickly. I'm going to go away from the obvious with Joe Root, and I'm going to go with Jason Roy. I thought he looked in scintillating form. He got England off to a great start with his fours and sixes in the game against South Africa. So I'm going to go with Jason Roy, hopefully, to carry on his good form.
Jason Roy, 100-30 there to be top England batsman. And we do have an offer on the batsman as well for England. Get your money back as a free bet if your top bat selection finishes second in that market as well. Top Afghanistan batsman, Shahzad is 5-2. Stanikzai is 7-2. Ali Zadran is 4-1. Ghani 4-1 as well. 6-1 for Naib and 6-1 also for Nabi, and 7-1 are bigger prices for the others. Any Afghanistan batsmen stand out to you?
I think Shahzad, I think he's 44 against South Africa. He's played well in the rest of the tournament as well, in the qualifiers. He's probably their best player, so I'm not going to go too far away from that. And with him opening the batting, I think England have struggled in the seam, so I think it's probably for the Afghanistan batsmen, if they're going to get some runs, it probably will be early on, so that's why I'm going to go with him.
Okay, ball in hand then next. Top England bowler, Adil Rashid is 3-1. David Willey, 100-30. Chris Jordan, 7-2. Liam Plunkett, also 7-2, as is Reece Topley. Moeen Ali is 4s. 9-2 for Ben Stokes and 9-2 for Liam Dawson. 25s for Joe Root. Spin, you've mentioned that the England might go with three spinners here, and it looks like spin could be crucial on this pitch.
Yeah, I can't trust any of the England seamers. I think the wicket in Delhi will turn and turn big. So that does leave really between Ali and Rashid. We're not sure if Dawson will come in. He probably will do. But I'm just going to lean on Adil Rashid with his leg spin. A little bit of unpredictability. And I think once you get down the order, I think he might just give the Afghanistan batsmen quite a few problems. So Adil Rashid for me.
Adil Rashid then to be top England bowler. That's 3-1. And top Afghanistan bowler then, Zadran, 7-2, co-favourite of three with Nabi and Khan. Hamza is 4-1, as is Hassan, and it's 9-2 or bigger for the others. Who do you like for Afghanistan?
Yeah, I think given, as again, I'll mention the wicket again, I'm going to go with Mo Nabi, the off-spinner from Afghanistan. Again, he's bowled nicely through the tournament in the qualifiers. This will be a different proposition against England, of course, but I think he's one of their better bowlers, so Mo Nabi for me.
All right, Anthony, same again. Let's have a little bit of a summary for the game then. What would be your best bets in England against Afghanistan?
Yeah, I think England are going to win this comfortably. It's very tough to get on them at such short odds, so I think England to win, and the most sixes is the way to go. And I think with England, a man in form at the moment is Jason Roy. You can back him about 3-1. But don't forget that any batsman you back, if he finishes second, you get the money back as a free bet.
Superb. Good work, Anthony. Let's move on to the final game. We'll look at then India against Bangladesh. India 1-6. Bangladesh are 4-1. Can you see past India here?
No, I don't think so. But Bangladesh have got quite a few problems. They've got Taskin and Sonny, who are out with being called for the illegal action, so that's really derailed them. Tamrin Iqbal, the best batsman, was ill. They're hoping he's going to be back against India. So they have all sorts of problems. India were under so much pressure after they lost to New Zealand. They just got over the line against Pakistan, so they're back in the tournament. So I think India will come. Hopefully for them, coming into a bit of form before the semi-final stages. I think if they can beat Bangladesh and put in a good performance, that should put them in good stead.
Okay, again, Anthony, 1-6 is pretty skinny on backing something in the match betting. So what about the enhanced odds here?
Yeah, I think India's best player is Virat Kohli. I think the top three, Sharma, Dhawan and Kohli, they really stand out. But I think Kohli's going to stand up here and really be the man. And I think Kohli to be top bat and India to win is 3-1. I think that's a better way to get involved than the short odds of just the straight win. So that's certainly one to keep an eye out for.
Okay, in that case, we probably don't need to go into too much detail with a top India batsman. You're going to say with Kohli there, he's 5-2 in that market. Decent price?
Yeah, I think so. As I say, I think you could pick any one of the top three. I think they really are good players. But I think Kohli, he likes the big stage. I think he's been under a little bit of pressure over there in India, and I think he'll come out all guns blazing.
All right, what about Bangladesh batsmen then? Any of those stood out to you so far?
Yeah, Iqbal, again, played really well in the qualifiers. I would normally go for him. I think him and Al Hassan are the best players. There's a question mark, whether will he be fit, will he be not? So I'm going to go with Rayman. He looks okay. He's got a few runs in the last game, but he looks to anchor the innings more than anything else. So I think if he can bat for a few overs, he might be a man who might just come out on top with a 30 or a 40. So I can't see Bangladesh getting a big score, but I think Rayman might be the man who just might anchor the innings and come out with a decent first inning score.
Okay, I'm guessing that's Sabir Rahman rather than
the
other one at 100-1. 72 for Sabir Rahman there in that market. Let's move on to bowling hand then. Top India bowler Ashwin 3-1 at the top of that betting. Nehra is 72, as is Bumrah. Singh is 4-1 with Shami and Jadeja, and it's 5-1 or bigger for the others.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ravi Jadeja. I think India just look to their spin, really, especially in the middle overs. They bowl a hell of a lot of spin, even in the power plays as well. They've got Ashwin, Jadeja, Yuvraj Singh. But I think Ravi Jadeja, he's bowled tightly without getting a lot of wickets, but I think it's just a matter of time before he gets a 3 or 4, so I'm going to go with him.
All right, and what about for Bangladesh then, Anthony?
Well, as I said, with the problems they've got with the banned bowlers, looks a bit all over in the Bangladesh camp, but I'm going to go with their most experienced player, the man who's got a lot of experience of playing in India with the IPL, Al Hassan. Great all-rounder, a really good player, and I think, again, he'll bowl his 4 overs definitely, and I think he'll pick up a couple of wickets, so Shakil Hassan for me.
Okay, 11-4 at the top of the market there for top Bangladesh bowler. Same again, Anthony, let's just have a little bit of a summary. If you'll spin us through your best bets for India against Bangladesh.
Yeah, India to win comfortably for me. I mentioned the enhanced odds with Kohli to top bat and India to win. Not sure that's the best bet. If I was picking out a best bet in this market, I think Jadeja. I think he's just brimming nicely. So Jadeja, top bowler for India for me.
Superb. Good work, Anthony. Been a pleasure speaking to you again. Good luck and enjoy these games coming up.
Cheers. Will do. Speak soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.